Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Ugly is out. Sean Bajani is in. Tyler Milner is behind the glass. And y'all, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. In fact, let me put it in the words of Tyler Milner. Texans Ticket Tuesday, mother effers. So look here. Here's the deal. If you're out there and you're listening, look, good luck. Good luck to you. But what you need to do is to make sure you call your mom and them, call all your friends, and make sure they're listening to Sports Radio 610. Really, if you're just doing it now, your ass is late. But you need to do it now. The more ears you have, the more phones you have calling in, the better chance that you have to win these tickets. And we're talking about front row tickets to see this Sunday's matchup between the Houston Texans and the Buffalo Bills. This is a monster game. This is a monster game around the NFL. This is the first AFC opponent that the Texans have faced that, you know, there's a lot of folks that pick the Texans to be better. There's a lot of folks early on that pick the Bills to kind of slide back a little bit with no Diggs. By the way, didn't he mention it earlier? The Diggs factor, the Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs factor, those two playing each other. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll be honest, at this point in time, I think there's probably a lot more made about that relationship and that drama, if you will, than probably was real. But I think there was something there. So there's a little bit of meat to sink your teeth into.
Diggs is supposed to talk this week.
Yeah,
it's going to be all about Josh Allen and the Bills.
Why wouldn't he? And it's going to be his brother. He played great, you know, great friends and yada, yada, yada. But I tell you, man, it's a monster game. Again, whether you're in NFL circles or Houston Texans circles, this is a monster game. You want to be in a building. We know the Bills obviously had a little bit of a hiccup last week against a really, really good Ravens team that somehow come back to all of a sudden just, I mean, the Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson thing is better than advertised. At least it was last week against Buffalo.
Yeah, if that didn't make you say, woo, damn.
Golly, boy. I tell you what. I'm going to tell you, I know we ended up trading for a running back, and we were in the running back market, and we went up to Saquon Barkley and didn't get it and traded for a guy, Joe Mixon, and he's been injured. So you can say the same thing about Houston in a sense of disappointed in maybe not pursuing and maybe landing one of those bigger fish in the running back market. I would get that conversation. I like Joe Mixon, but I would get that conversation.
Were you all in on Derrick Henry for the Texans going yes. after him? Okay.
Saquon Barkley was one. Derrick Henry was two for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was not, but you got to understand, though, I'll be completely transparent. I'm never a guy that just leans into father time taking over on a guy until I see it. Like, I don't go, well, a guy's 29, and boy,
yeah,
yeah, but hell, he still was who he was last year. You know, not that Derrick, I'm not talking about Derrick Henry particularly, but I'm just not one that leans into age, especially when you're talking about freaks like Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. So, but where I was going with that was, boy, if you're the one that didn't land a running back that's in a rough spot right now, is in boys up 45 Dallas. It's rough. But anyway, Texans ticket Tuesday. One of the best teams in the NFL coming to NRG, and the Texans are believed to be in the same category. You may or may not believe that, but we'll find out on Sunday. You can win tickets right here in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, one thing with the Houston Texans. We're going to play a little Would You Rather here because what happened was
Astros or Texans, we doing?
What'd I say, Texans?
Yeah.
I'm in Astros.
Okay.
I'm in Astros.
Just
sorry,
I'm juiced.
I'm juiced. I'm talking about the Astros here. All right, the Astros manager, Joe Espada. We got a game going on right now, 3-0. What are we in, top of six?
Yes, sir.
Top of six here, and the Astros are losing 3-0. But Joe Espada, he is not named a starter for game two of this series. And so before he names that starter, which I believe he said is going to happen after this game, we'll see what kind of mood he's in. We'll mm-hmm. see if he gets there. In fact, hell, let's hear Joe Espada. Here's Joe's pregame comments about not naming a game two starter yet.
Hi, Joe. Do you have your game two starter set?
You know what? I'll announce that post game.
Does the result of today impact your game two starter?
No.
There you go. Today, the result does, which I find it hard to believe that. If you're up 1-0, I think there were... I mean, I don't know. I think it would. I would hope that it would somehow impact that. But nonetheless,
I have one key reason as to why I don't think it should. And ultimately, it answers the question that you're going to ask here. Would you rather?
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad we're playing a game then.
Yeah.
That's Joe Espada. We're going to play this little Would You Rather game. And Tyler Milner is the most game host like, I think, person on the drive on a day in, day out basis. So damn it, I'm gonna turn this old steering wheel over to Tyler and let him do his thing.
Sterner, Bajani, come on down.
Let's play some. That was a little bit of an old man voice mixed in with a little growl. I like it.
Yeah, this is becoming a favorite of the drive. We're gonna play a little Would You Rather Astro style. And you just laid it out there pretty beautifully, Clint. Obviously, today, Framber got the start for the Stros. He is out of this game. Stros down 3-0. Would you rather arms edition for the Astros as they hope to get past this wild card round? We don't know who is starting game two, and game one's not looking great. So in game two tomorrow, if you're Joe Espada, the manager of your Houston Astros, would you rather start big game Hunter Brown, or would you rather start? You say that man that you say Kikuchi.
Who say? I say Kikuchi.
Kikuchi or Hunter Brown, boys?
Sorry, game host.
No, you're good.
Sorry, Tyler. I didn't mean. I was not giving my answer away. I was just letting y'all know. That's the conversation we have around Kikuchi. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sean,
am I going first?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, you're not a guest. Hell, you're family. But
I'm more than capable of going.
Yeah,
first.
You are. You are more than capable of leading this off here, bub. Ain't no doubt about it. So yeah, would you rather you say Kikuchi or big game Hunter Brown?
I almost blew my answer a couple of seconds ago, but I don't think for but just one reason it can be anybody else other than Hunter Brown. He last pitched on the 23rd of September. Yusei Kikuchi last pitched on the 25th. Now, I'll preface this by saying whoever is going to pitch tomorrow, I think already damn well knows. So there is that. But on the potential that they don't yet, and Joe Espada is going to break the news to either Yusei or Hunter after the game, Yusei Kikuchi has to get 14 hours of sleep before a start. Yusei. He has to.
Well-rested Kikuchi.
He has said that multiple times before, and you can't screw up a guy's sleep pattern and like habitual preparation and just wait until at the conclusion of this game. Like, you're going to screw Kikuchi's sleep pattern up, like his routine pregame.
I mean,
I'm just saying. Really,
I let it slide once. I can't let it go again. Would you please stop?
You're talking about screwing up Kikuchi, man.
Sleep patterns of Kikuchi. I can't even take you serious. I can't even take
Kikuchi
you serious.
Kikuchi needs its rest.
Choose your words.
When you
wisely,
have
so.
Used Kikuchi so much this season, and Kikuchi has been so good for you this season.
Yes.
I mean, Kikuchi is almost undefeated.
Are we still talking about the
Astros? And some people will tell you that Kikuchi's always undefeated.
Keep going, Vachon.
I mean, he did it to me. He's just like, you know, I'm like the wind-up toy.
He's falling, right in line with the drive.
No, I really do think, I'm serious. I don't think it's going to be Yusei. Because he's on a little bit shorter rest. Now, he's plenty well-rested, but he's on a little shorter rest than Hunter Brown. I think it makes more sense for Hunter to go against the Tigers, especially in what could be a very pivotal game, too, because he's had more success against Detroit. I think while both pitchers have done really, really well, Hunter and his stuff against this Detroit lineup, just from what I've seen today, I think would be overpowering in a very pivotal game,
too. I tell you, I'm gonna go big game Hunter Brown too, but it's I mean I'd really like to go Kikuchi so I could try to break your record of how many times you just said it in a short span of time. But I'm gonna try to be a little bit more professional since I'm driving today. But I mean here's the deal: we just saw them see the ball. They saw it really well off of Framber Valdez's hand and off that left-handed side. And look, I know I agree with you. Framber didn't have his best stuff, but they saw it well, and they barreled up several pitches, and so that alone, I would like to me, if Framber had a lot of success today and these guys really struggle with that lefty, I would love to follow up that lefty with a power lefty.
Yeah,
and see, like that was kind of where my head was at. But now I'm with you. Since they barreled up a few with Framber, they obviously were seeing it well. I would like to take my chances with the big right-handed power pitcher.
So Hunter Brown this year against the Tigers, 2 games, 1 start, 12 innings pitched. He's allowed 10 hits, 1 earned run, 16 strikeouts and 0 walks against the Tigers. That's a 0.75 ERA. Now, at some point in time, if the Astros lose this game and you want the series to end how we all want it to end, Kikuchi's going to pitch.
Yeah, sure.
But Kikuchi against Detroit this year in 2 games, 2 starts, just 8 innings, 13 hits, 9 earned runs, 8 Ks, and 2 walks. Both, I would presume... came against the Tigers when Kikuchi was a member of the Toronto Blue Jays. So there's that. But let's ask the question this way. Okay, not just would you rather tomorrow, but if the Astros lose this game, who would you rather pitch tomorrow in a game to keep your season alive? Yusei or Hunter Brown? And who would you rather pitch in a potential game 3 to win that game and propel you onto an ALDS? Like, again, I guess the same question applies. It's just a matter of game 2 or 3. Who are you leaning on to keep your season alive? And who, again, are you leaning on to advance to a DS?
Yeah, well, you're ultimately leaning on both of them, right? Yeah, I mean, if we're going to assume that we're going to get the guy's best, which I think is the only way to have the convo, right? Give me big game Hunter Brown. Give me, Tyler, what did y'all call him? The Diesel?
Ron was pushing that hard. The Diesel.
Yeah, the Diesel.
I like Diesel.
No, I didn't hate it.
I like
Diesel. Just, I don't know.
I mean, big game Hunter Brown it's beautifully, it just flows. It's so good. I don't know.
Did you come up with that?
No. We heard it earlier. We heard it last year at some point.
Is that a Blummer? Is that a Jeff?
Probably.
Thing?
And I got my father in law is a big deer hunter, and he's always into big game, trophy game, and so big game hunter.
Got like that buck fever.
Yeah,
that's definitely the winner in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
However, I would say, you know, if I was given out an award for like most fun name to say, Kikuchi's the
I'm not
runaway
joking.
Champion.
Hey, Sean, I'm not joking, man. Well before the trade deadline. When they just start kind of putting out like what pitchers may be available, one of those way too early lists, I was looking at it somewhere, and I got about four names deep, and it was Yusei Kikuchi. And I had remembered, obviously, this guy pitching before, seen him pitch before. And I literally came in and told the guy, I said, look, I have no advanced stats. I have no history. I don't even know what his ERA is right now. I don't care. I just hope that the Astros end up with Kikuchi so that we can have.
You can say his name.
Well, so that the real perversion that is present on the drive on a daily basis can come to light for everybody out there to hear. So, but he's luckily. We got that good Kikuchi, and next time we see him, he's going to be that real well-rested Kikuchi. One thing of note about today, the Astros, they are losing right now in the, I believe, like I said, top of six?
Bottom six.
Bottom now. Six now. I think they just finished up top of six, but bottom going to the bottom of the sixth, down three, zip. The one thing of note today is Yordan Alvarez was the big at 10 a.m. this morning. The Astros had to announce whether he was going to be on the wild card series roster or not. They pushed it to the wire. Yordan Alvarez is on the roster. Obviously, he's batting third. They came up with a lineup that had him batting second originally, but then dropped another lineup that had him batting third and Kyle Tucker batting second for some reason.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't.
The only thing
I've always thought him batting second with Altuve's aggressive ass batting first was weird. Anyway, I'd want my best hitter to see as many pitches before he gets to the plate as he could versus potentially seeing one pitch a good chunk of the time, especially to start the game without Altuve batting before him. But it's same problem with Tucker, and so I don't know how you work that problem out, but my question to you is obviously we've seen him. He's one for two today, and we've seen him moving around the bases a little bit. They tried to pick him a little back pick off from the catcher to first base. Tried to pick him off. He moved well getting back. Appears to have a knee sleeve of some sort on that knee.
He wanted to punch Jake Rogers in the throat too, by the way, after that throw down to first.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. But anything that you've seen from him in the couple of the two or three at bats he's had that concerns you at all?
No concern. But granted, we really haven't seen Yordan move around the bases with the, you know, trying to score, like with any type of aggression. We just haven't seen that. And we had the opportunity to see it a couple of different times. A couple of innings ago when he was on second base, less than two outs, if I think it was Pena at the dish or maybe it was Yiner at the dish in that situation with one out after Bregman had been retired, he would potentially have needed to go from second to home on a single to a gap, and we didn't get a chance to see that. I think we need to see that. The pregame report from Joe Espada was that, hey, look, you know, he's done baseball activities with concern of, you know, a little bit of hitting and a little bit of running. You know how damn long it took to get Kyle Tucker to just do baseball activities with his shin situation. Never mind a knee with Yordan, which this is multiple injuries that he's had already to this point in his career. So, but it's also, hey, win or go home time. I need to see Yordan, who's at the plate right now. If this guy laces one to the gap, I want to see him aggressively attack second base. I think we all need to see that. I'd be resound if the Astro bats were fully functioning. I'd be all in for long singles because you trust the hitters behind him. Yeah. But right now, I don't trust the hitters behind anybody.
I'll be honest with you. I'd just like to see him put one in the seat so we can watch his big ass trot around them bases. How about that?
Yes.
That's what I'm here for. All right, we got a little breaking news in NFL circles. Don't know how it really impacts the Texans, but it's breaking news. And if you're an NFL, if you follow the NFL, if you love NFL football, you're going to want to hear this one. It's the first of, I would imagine, many to come in the NFL. It's just a way of life in the NFL of players requesting trades early in the season. We'll tell you who that is, and we will cuss and discuss next.
The Big Orange Wagon, getting you ready for postseason baseball here in H-Town.
The Astros are not playing for a postseason berth or to get to a certain point in October. No, they are playing for straight-up banners.
New episodes every week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we told you on the side of that break right there, there's a little breaking news in the NFL. And T. Mill, what you got, baby?
Yes, sir. This is being reported by Ian Rappaport, as we're on the show, Hughley would say. It seems that things have escalated over in Las Vegas for the Raiders and star receiver Davante Adams because Ian Rapoport is reporting that Davante Adams is officially requesting a trade. He wants out of Vegas. James Palmer adds on, he certainly has a market. Teams have already started doing work on wide receivers ahead of the trade deadline. It's a position of need for several teams, and they're doing their homework. So Davante Adams could be on the move out of Vegas.
I would say that it will be on the move. If you paid attention to what's going on in Vegas, I know it's been a couple of weeks ago. The head coach, Anthony Pierce, he took to the post-game press conference podium and said there were a lot of what phrase did he say?
Business decisions
being made out there, referring to his team not tackling, not finishing plays, and worried about getting injured, so they're pulling off of playing hard. And he said that since they're making business decisions, we'll have to make some business decisions. I don't think we've had some people post some film of different players not finishing plays and acting as if that's who that he was talking about. I don't know that there's anybody that he's actually named. But then you fast forward to now, and what happened was Davante Adams went on Kay Adams' show, who is there's no way in hell she's dating Daniel Jones, by the way.
Wouldn't make sense.
She went on he went on Kay Adams' show, and Kay Adams asked him about his head coach, again, Anthony Pierce, reportedly liked an Instagram post that was making the statement. I haven't seen it, so I don't know exactly what verbiage was on there, but essentially it was saying that Davante Adams had played his last game in a Raiders uniform, and supposedly the Raiders head coach liked it.
Wow, dude.
And so Kay Adams asked Davante Adams, has the organization talked to you? Have you heard from your head coach? And he said, you know, it's crazy. I hadn't heard from anybody. Hadn't heard a thing from anybody. And then before we could even bring that report of kind of like what's going on in Vegas to the air, Davante Adams announces that he's officially requested a trade from the Las Vegas Raiders. I think it's very real. He's clearly been disgruntled and unhappy in Las Vegas. It is not what he went to Vegas for. He went to Vegas to play with his college quarterback, Derek Carr, who's no longer there in New Orleans, doing really well. At least had a hell of a start to the season. And look, it's been rough for Davante Adams in Vegas from jump. And so, you know, I think this is very real. And as Tyler said, that who'd you say, James Palmer reported?
Yes.
James Palmer, which I think he probably felt pretty confident about hitting send on this tweet, is that there'll be plenty of teams that are checking in on Davante Adams. Look, Aaron Rodgers is in New York with the Jets, and clearly that hasn't started this year.
When I came out of the darkness,
I don't think there's any major concern there, but it hasn't started the way that they hoped it would start when you go get Aaron Rodgers. And there ain't no doubt about it, they will be in the mix for Davante Adams. The team that's coming to Houston this weekend, the Buffalo Bills, I would be willing to bet you will at least put some feelers out and be interested and entertain it. That team that is...
Who is that? Josh Allen.
Oh.
That team that's... Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That team that's going for a three-peat up in Kansas City that has been absolutely shredded. Their wide receiver room has been shredded with injuries. And most recently, Rashee Rice, their number one guy, has gone down. I don't know what kind of monies are available, but I would imagine that they will be interested.
I like that one right there.
I don't believe the Texans will be interested in any way, shape, or form, but I do believe that there'll be some teams that the Texans are on the Texans schedule that will definitely be interested.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, they are Jerry's getting hammered because they're all in. Their approach to being all in on a Super Bowl has looked like garbage to date. Right? They need some help offensively. Would they be involved? I don't know. But Sean, I think there's going to be a hell of a market for Davante Adams.
There should be.
I don't know that he could have timed this any better in terms of having parties interested.
I don't understand it though from Antonio Pierce's standpoint. Though.
From a who? Say it again.
Antonio Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you mentioned it. A guy that 2 weeks ago, after an embarrassing loss to the Carolina Panthers, says what he says. You know, wearing his emotions very much on his sleeve. That's Antonio Pierce. He always did as a player. Now certainly he's doing so as a coach. But to say that and then to follow it up with big boy talk, like, yeah, well, basically, if you're going to make a business decision, we're going to make business decisions. But guess what? He didn't do a damn thing since that loss. There have been no business decisions made. Check the transaction page of the Las Vegas Raiders. There's been nothing. So you like an Instagram tweet, and you know, it's 2024. You like an Instagram tweet, it's going to happen. That's like Bible, right? Okay, that means you want that guy out of here. And so you cause all kinds of scuttle, added distraction. That stuff just can't happen.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
I don't like when that sounder comes and it's followed with Texans, but...
The Houston Texans have traded for Devontae Adams.
Look out now. I got a little...
Fake news.
Breaking news on breaking news. Hey, one of them sounder worthy, one of them's not. Tyler, what you got, bud?
Yes, sir. We do have Texans breaking news, but not so much regarding the Texans, but regarding the Texans' upcoming opponent in Week 5, the Buffalo Bills, because Buffalo Bills, Von Miller, the former Texas A&M Aggie, he has been suspended 4 games without pay for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. This coming from Tom Pelissero. It was announced today that Miller will be eligible for reinstatement on October 28th following the Bills' Week 8 game against the Seattle Seahawks. So it's looking like Buffalo on Sunday at NRG Stadium will be without the great Von Miller.
Boy, that's big.
Huge.
That's big. I mean, because I don't give a damn what year Von Miller's in. He is still as explosive and dynamic as you're going to find off the end. To not have to deal with him, for Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard to not have to deal with him this weekend, that's big for the Texans. Now, what the hell does – I mean, how do you get – say that again. He got suspended 4 games for what?
He violated the NFL's personal conduct policy.
What could that be?
It's a very blanket statement, but – somebody just recently violated the conduct policy like ahead of Week 1. And I read an article that could be like a multitude of things.
But to get four games, hell, it's got to be.
Oh gosh, I wish I could remember the example. Was it a Texan? Is there a Texan that was suspended 1 game to start the season?
I don't think so. The only one that mattered that got suspended was Denico Autry.
Denico Autry, yeah. Well, that was for the substance abuse policy.
Yep.
I can't think. I'll think of it in a second. But, yeah, 4 games has got to be something pretty serious.
Yeah. I mean, that's wild. I mean, I'm just trying to think what that – if it's not PEDs, if it's not drug-related, then I mean, it's one of those where you just go, wow, what could that possibly be? But nonetheless, the football gods are favoring the Texans to not have to deal with that guy off the edge in a game where, look, let's be honest, we've got to be getting closer and closer to the Texans just simply saying, hey, we've got to lean heavy into C.J. Stroud if we're going to compete with teams that are at the top of the AFC like we hope to be. And this week is definitely – one of those.
That's
so
big, though. Not just because it's Von Miller. Everybody knows Von Miller's name, but the Buffalo Bills are already shorthanded. They're down a Mike linebacker. Who is it? Terrell Bernard.
Yeah.
Gotten hurt. I think it was this past weekend. And so if the Bills don't have him, now you don't have Von Miller. We've talked and we will talk plenty more about the Texans and their shortcomings and what they need to shore up. But, I mean, this is looking like a really good situation setting up for this home game at NRG coming up on Sunday for the Texans.
Yeah. I think from a personnel standpoint, there's some things that favor the Texans. My problem my concern is bigger. This is with the Buffalo Bills is bigger. I mean, when you look at how they've – and this is a different conversation that maybe we can have later on, but when you look at that organization, clearly they had a major shift offensively in what they do. They did it seamlessly, became a better football team. They lost a lot of really good players this offseason, Stephon Diggs and some on the defensive side of the football. They clearly have picked up right where they left off, at least for the first month of the season they have. And so I think just organizationally, man, they are super healthy, super strong. I mean, the organization is healthy, not all the players, but the organization overall is super healthy. And to me, that's the strength that is, the underlying foundation strength, if you will, that is Buffalo, but it's definitely going to hurt not having Von Miller. So thanks. I shouldn't wish that on anybody, but damn it. It's if you're Houston Texan and you know, you have to spin the ball around the park to win it. Von Miller not coming off the end is awfully beautiful. All right. We lost an all-time great. And Sean Bajani has come up with some audio, some first heard audio has surfaced. Pete Rose has left us, and there is some audio out there that I think you guys would find very, very interesting. So we'll give old Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, we'll give him a little bit of pay our respects next right here on Sports Radio 16.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents... The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, Ron Ugly is out. Sean Bajani is in. T Mills on the ones and twos. And y'all, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Make sure you and anybody you know, call them up. Make sure they're listening. The 5 o'clock hour, we're giving away two front row tickets to the Texans Buffalo Bills game this Sunday. Two front row tickets to see the Texans play one of the top teams in the AFC. Let's see if they can stand toe-to-toe with one of the top teams in the AFC. It's going to be the first big-time AFC challenge for the Houston Texans, and we'll see if they can see how they look versus see if they can get up and play better than they have of late. And you can see it up close and personal, front row tickets. Just make sure you're listening at in that 5 o'clock hour. The Astros, real quick. Bottom of the seventh, one out. Caratini's at the plate. Detroit's up 3-0.
Into their bullpen. Scoobles done.
Thank God.
Yes, they're finally into the bullpen, well into the Astros' bullpen. We'll see. We'll keep you posted. No need to go anywhere. Stay right here. We will. We'll keep you posted. You got anything else you want on that? On what we've seen so far with these Astros? Before I move on, brother.
Just say Scooble's been. He was nasty.
He was nasty.
You got to respect it. Scooble was dirty, but he's out of this game now. So the bats got to wake up for the Houston.
You're
Astros.
Into the bullpen, and by the way, Will Vest, Houston kid, pitching for the Tigers right now. He's been really, really good. At times for the Tigers this season. He's
probably Casario's favorite player.
Yeah, that's what you did there. That's
Vest. Will Vest. Yeah, very well done.
Sorry.
It's going to be tough, man, but this is the postseason. That's the crazy thing that drives me crazy. You can break these games down any way you want to, Clint. It's a crapshoot. Baseball playoffs, yeah. It's the biggest crapshoot. It's fun. It's dramatic. It can be exhilarating and many more times than not. Over the last 8 years, it has from an Astros perspective, but it's going to be tough, man. You dig yourself a 0-1 hole. All you can do, though, is like Tyler said, kind of tip your cap to freaking Scooble. He was fantastic today.
Yeah, you can tip your cap if you want to after this game. You got two and a third innings left to because you got two down in the bottom of seven. You got two and a third left to do work and get into this bullpen and go ahead and break the hearts of these Detroit Tigers that think they got to. They think they got game one in the bag.
The Astros, just from a statistical standpoint, doing work, they've only done it 9 times this season when trailing after 6.
Mm.
They're 9-53.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
When trailing after 7, they're 6-52. When trailing after 8, you should have saved that one for this one. When trailing after 8, they're 0-56.
Well, this is not good.
So, score runs now, please.
Yeah, M numbers don't add up. They don't compute. Sorry about that. We'll keep you up on these Astros. Big John Singleton's at the plate. He can change his thing with one swing of the bat. But we got to pay our respect, man. We lost an all-time great, man. Pete Rose dies at 83 years old. Boy, Dikembe Mutombo, what was that, yesterday?
Yes,
Pete
both
Rose
of them yesterday.
Yeah. Both of them was yesterday?
Yeah.
Couple
wow.
legends.
Just, that's a tough couple days there.
I haven't heard a cause of death from Pete Rose. I mean, he was 83, but he was clearly dealing with a pretty severe sickness.
Yeah, I haven't heard either. We know Dikembe Mutombo had the brain cancer that unfortunately he struggled from and ultimately took his life, but I haven't heard anything on Pete Rose's death either, my friend.
I'll just say this before you toss to the audio, Clint.
Yeah.
Because there's video attached to this, and I know we're on radio, so people aren't going to be able to see this, but it's been months since I personally have seen Pete Rose do anything in media. And I'll say the last time that I remember seeing Pete Rose was probably about a year and a half ago. He did like an appearance, you know, to talk some baseball. I think probably around this point of the year with one of the networks. And, you know, he was with doing Fox Baseball for a few years with an MLB Network stuff, I think, with A-Rod and some of those guys. He was fantastic. But you remember how much weight he had put on back in the day, like 2016, 17, 18. Pete Rose looked very, very frail in this appearance that he'd made on the Dan Lebatard show just recently back in July.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a sad day because I don't care. I mean, you know, I could not have rattled off, all the accomplishments, if you will, the career highlights, if you will, the awards, 17-time All-Star, 3-time World Series. I mean, look, it'd be easier to give you a list of the awards that he didn't win. 2-time Gold Glove winner, Rookie of the Year, World Series MVP, NL MVP, 3-time batting champ. I mean, the dude just, he accomplished everything except the obvious, which has been a topic of conversation forever. Literally forever, damn near my entire life of not really, but how the guys
almost
right almost good point almost. I didn't realize he played 23 years either.
Yeah,
I knew he had a long career. I didn't know that was a hell of a run. I don't know what would lead me to believe that Pete would hang him up early.
Well, yeah,
nothing about that. Nothing about him says that. But I'll tell you personally, I'm not a historian of the game. But what I am is I admire and respect the dudes that played the game, the way it was supposed to be played. And look, we can talk about the gambling stuff if you want, but I'm talking about the Charlie Hustle. I'm talking about the grind, the just constant pursuit of greatness on the field. the intensity, like that's the only way I knew how to play sports coming up. It's the only way that maybe I wasn't talented enough to do anything else, but that's just I just got an unbelievable amount of respect and admiration for people that play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and nobody did that more so and more often and for longer than Pete Rose.
There, I was very much like you. I was exactly like you. The way that you just qualified that is, I wasn't talented enough to do a lot of the special and the elite things, and I tried to play baseball far too long. And one of my favorite quotes from Pete Rose just resurfaced yesterday after I'd learned the news of his passing was that this was Pete Rose. I don't know when he'd said it, but he'd said, "I'd walk through hell in a gasoline suit just to play baseball." That was one of my favorite quotes. And I told my wife, you know, we were sitting around yesterday and I saw that quote and I showed it to her and I was like, I'm the same way. I would do the same thing. Yeah. I mean, that's how much I love the game, but it's the way that I was raised. I mean, I was raised around my grandparents, my grandfather, his brother. They played a combined 36 years of professional baseball. And it was just, that's the way you played then. That's the way Pete Rose played, you know, from the 60s to the mid 80s when he decided to hang it up. That's the way Craig Biggio played, who's my childhood hero.
Sure.
And that's the only way that I knew. And I thought if you weren't talented, you had to play that way just to get by.
Well, here's the audio that Sean brought to the table, and this is really good stuff, man. Again, Pete Rose on the Dan Le Batard show from this past July. This is it just recently, for whatever reason, just now aired. It wasn't heard until today. So this is, again, Pete Rose, all-time great, man.
In the future, several decades from now, let's say Major League Baseball then makes the decision after Pete Rose is long gone to enshrine him in Major League in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. How would you feel about that?
Well, that would to be honest with you, I wouldn't want to go in the Hall of Fame, because I think the Hall of Fame, okay, and don't get me wrong, the Hall of Fame is for two things. It's one for the player, and it's three things. His family, okay, his fans, and his teammates and everything that was everybody who was associated with.
That's more than
three. It don't help me when I'm 6 feet under. How in the hell is that going to help anybody? I mean, I still go out today. I'll go out and try to sell the game of baseball, and I'm not even in the game of baseball. But you guys will agree, my name is synonymous with the game of baseball. I have all the records, you know, and that's all baseball is, a statistic. It's all about statistics. All you guys on TV talk about how many home runs you got, how many RBIs you got, how many runs you got, how many gold gloves you win, how many MVPs you win, you know, how many World Series you play in. Those are all questions that I can answer with no hesitation at all.
Hey, I'll tell you this.
There you go, Rob.
Look, I don't want to take away from Pete's comments, but whoever the kid was said that's more than three, somebody need to slap his ass.
I thought the same exact thing when I heard it.
I didn't know what that was at first.
I
thought that when we were listening to it before the show, I thought that was one of us. That was somebody that's got missed. Like, whoever the hell, like, because it was four, right? The player, his teammate, his family. It ended up being four things. Whoever that person is, somebody's just slapped the piss out of him.
Yeah. That was a punk thing to do.
Let me just add a little bit more context.
Absolutely.
I thought those comments from Pete Rose, and again, a reminder, those comments you just heard from Pete Rose on the Dan Le Batard show, never before aired until today. Never before heard until today. That was done in July of this year. And he said, you just heard him right there. I don't want to be in the Hall of Fame. As recently as 2022, each and every single year he could, Pete Rose applied for reinstatement up until 2022. So something occurred to him, something dawned on him between whatever time of the year in 2022 he last applied for reinstatement and was obviously denied. He made the decision, or had gotten so frustrated and just threw his hands up because of whatever reason. And he kind of explained to you there, because it's been in his mind and his explanation made all about statistics.
Yeah, that's a great note, Bajani.
But I don't want to talk about, you know, a guy after his death. I just always have contended that after he had been banned for life, I thought he had opportunities to get back in the good graces of Major League Baseball and commissioners by actually being a great ambassador to the game, which he was not up until here in the last 15 years when he started doing more and more TV and analyst work. when he started signing baseballs like I shot Bin Laden, I did that, and he started kind of making a mockery of his final admission, finally admitting at least to the degree that he felt comfortable to betting on baseball. When he started making a mockery of that, I never thought that it was going to happen in his lifetime.
Here's the deal. Here's when it should have happened is the moment, and I don't know how recent. I mean, I know it's been recent, but I don't have the date, the timestamp, but it's when betting and the all pro sports started making money on these with the MGM Grand and all these different DraftKings and all these different and they loosened the cuffs, if you will, on that is when they should have changed their song and dance. It's just like college football, right? When all of a sudden NIL and transfer portal became a thing, what'd they do to Reg? They gave Reggie Bush what they gave his damn Heisman trophy back to him, right? Same concept is once. Once that the playing field or the atmosphere around baseball changed, I think they should have shifted gears. But nonetheless, Pete Rose, rest in peace, my man. Mad respect for how you played the game and handled your business and on the diamond, man. That was big time. And many of people idolized and looked up to that man for how he played the game. So rest in peace, big fella. All right, coming up next, the Heisman Trophy. Speaking of the Heisman Trophy, I didn't even do it on purpose. I'm about Reggie Bush. The Heisman Trophy, folks, it's all but wrapped up. It's all but wrapped up, and it ain't hell. It's week six, and I'm gonna tell you who's gonna win the Heisman Trophy, and I'm gonna lay this case out, and I'm gonna be willing to bet you there ain't no way in hell that either one of you fellas or anybody else out there listening is gonna be able to give me any kind of pushback. Heisman Trophy talk next, coming up.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, that's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.